Nolte, Biden's bungling surged the virus and killed the economy. By John Nolte on January 14, 2022. His fraudulency. Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election based primarily on his promise to shut down the virus and not the economy. Well, here we are, 1 year into this presidency, and the exact opposite has happened. As I write this, the coronavirus is surging to record levels. Meanwhile, the economy is stalling in ways that seemed impossible a year ago. And all of this, every bit of it, is Joe Biden's fault. On the shutting down the virus front, Biden stupidly placed all of his eggs into the vaccine basket. For whatever lunatic reason, he believed America could vaccinate its way out of the pandemic. Honestly, on what planet did Biden think that was possible when the vaccine does not stop those who are vaccinated from spreading or catching the virus? All the vaccine does is reduce your symptoms. Sure, there's no question the Trump vaccine has saved lives and hospitalizations, but that still leaves us with a virus that can spread and infect. Since the vaccine won't do it, one way to slow the spread is to have rapid tests readily available to everyone. Well, Biden failed to order enough tests. Oh, and with about 20% of the public unvaccinated, one way to reduce deaths and hospitalizations would be through the therapeutics that we know work. But thanks to Biden's, and Fauci's, mismanagement and desire to bully people into getting vaccinated by withholding education and availability of alternative treatments, we also have a shortage of those. What's more, Biden's vaccine mandates have done more harm than good in the fight against the virus. Hospitalizations surged to record levels this week while unvaccinated healthcare workers were fired. This makes zero sense. What's the rationale for mandates when the vaccine doesn't stop the vaccinated from catching or transmitting the virus? There is no rationale, so the result of the mandate has been only to make the virus worse and hospitals more short-staffed than ever. Worst of all has been Biden's failure to communicate a consistent and rational message. Had Biden made clear that the vaccine would not stop transmission and prepared us for that, the ensuing surge of cases with the Omicron variant would not have been so terrifying, which would have meant less damage to the economy. Immediately upon taking office, Biden should have prepared the public for an endemic, a shift to learning how to live with the virus, which is primarily only a threat to unhealthy people who remain unvaccinated. Instead, the Omicron variant comes along. The media gin up the fear porn, as does vaccine-focused Biden. And here we are with an economy headed straight into the ditch. Record inflation, exploding gas prices, no jobs, bare grocery store shelves, school closings, a terrible retail season, and stalled out GDP growth. It didn't have to be this way. As soon as the vaccine was available to all adults, all Biden had to do was mentally downshift the public into endemic mode. We are a dynamic people who can learn to live with a new normal. But instead, Biden and his media continued to try and terrorize everyone into getting vaccinated. The only result of that approach is an unnecessarily freaked out public that stalled the economy into what will almost certainly turn into a recession. Imagine an adequately managed virus. An America where we all have access to reliable at-home tests, where there are plenty of therapeutics available, where the scientifically useless but economically and psychologically destructive mask and vaccine mandates are no more, where the schools are open, where hospitals are fully staffed because no one is mandated out of a job, where everyone is educated on the risks and knows exactly where to get treatment when infected and what treatments are available to them. That's where we should be right now, and there is no excuse for us not being there. Think about it. In a matter of months, former President Donald Trump created a testing regime from nothing. In a matter of months, former President Trump got us a vaccine and had the economy on the rebound. Biden entered office with a firm testing and vaccine foundation that could have quickly moved America to a safer, more educated, more normal, and healthier place. All he had to do was tell the truth, order enough tests, order enough therapeutics, and inform us that it was now time to carry on with normal life. Instead, he became a vaccine tyrant, a fearmonger, a megalomaniac so focused on vaccines and the fear he needed to sell them, he forgot or refused to order tests and therapeutics, downplayed the fact the vaccines would not shut down the virus, and refused to allow people to move on. So here we sit, a year later, in a country where the virus is thriving, and the economy is stalled. And it's all Joe Biden's fault. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.